I'm Taylor Graham, and my first poem is from a work in progress about the American peace activist Elihu Burritt. He was known as the learned blacksmith because he taught himself to read something like 50 languages while he was working as an apprentice and a journeyman blacksmith. He was always poor, but he worked for various humanitarian causes, such as abolition and especially peace. And he spent a good part of his life in Europe, where he helped organize international peace congresses. The epigraph for this poem is from his journal of 1846 when he was in London. And here I met a fellow being and a fellow countryman with as good title to freedom as myself. American guest. Late November, London, guttering daylight. You return to your unlit room, too cheap for comfort, to find a stranger, darker shadow hunched over the fire, jaws too clenched to say his name, black stowaway from a slave block in the mint julep home of the free, hanging, no, it's his ragged calico that hangs coat-wise, still dripping bilge grease, green seawater in puddles. Of your two overcoats, you offer him the better, easing his locked elbows into free sleeves. Your old mournful hat as well. You've just bought yourself a new one. And who on God's good earth needs the luxury of two of anything? A man travels lighter for what he gives willingly away. My second poem has nothing to do with Elihu Burritt. Reckoning. The old body lies naked on a hospital bed. Its skin is ashen with the blue tattoo of veins, ankle bone and elbow, vertebrae like calibrations down the spine, a chart for anyone to read. Doctor, nurses, daughter, and a creditor or two. Priest arrives too late to cure the septicemia of sin. At least 7,000 plus commissions, as many gentle acts omitted. Someone asks how much exactly was he worth. A lawyer punches in the figures, insolvency in digital display. Unspoken shrift of solitude, what angel, black or bright, comes to snatch this soul away?